No.
Okay. Well, we don't have a recording of any of the last 18 minutes. You want me to go back and do my bits again?
God damn it. I have to solve this. I have a digital recorder that I used to use to record the show.
You mean my ignorance?
Just the fact that it didn't auto actually, because I asked if we were on the stream.
Well, we were, but it's my fault. I'm going to take full ownership.
If I can put a digital recorder here and record off of one of these, I have four headphones.
Well, I mean, so I can record on the mixer as well. I mean,
yeah, but then the mixer, I can't record on the mixer because that'll just eat up SD card.
But it was my fault because Windows updated and it rebooted, and somehow my streaming software had the wrong input, and I just clicked go and I saw that it connected to the stream, but I didn't check to see if the little EQ thing was
take this off right there. Can't talk about that. All right.
Can't talk about what?
I was keeping a list so that during the show I could say, like, oh, in the pre-show we talked about blah and blah, and if you want to know more, you can join Love That Sale.
Anyway, my house is already falling apart, and I can just repeat everything that I said.
No, it's not the same.
Well, you know, it could be. We talked about how many words are in the transcript.
Adam, it's fine. Nothing was said of consequence.
No, it's true. But no, anyway, so what I was saying is there's my door handles are all getting loose, amongst other things.
As they do.
But I feel like if, you know, whoever built this house had just tightened them a little bit tighter. So the thing, what do you call the thing? What do you call the thing that when you turn the knob,
yes,
it goes in so you can open the door, and then it's the latch?
The little door latch.
The little thing that, you know, goes out.
I'm going to Google it.
So anyway... and by the way, thank you, Kathy Marshall, for telling me that there was no audio on the stream. So anyway, now when the door handles get loose and you open that too far, it now gets caught and the latch won't come back out. And so then I have to like jiggle it because the little plate that they put on that, like, I don't know what to call that either, but that like surrounds the latch,
yes,
is a little bit offset. I didn't know if they didn't fit exactly right in these doors that they bought or what.
So there's a strike plate cover.
Yeah, that is a little offset. No.
And then there's like the latch.
Anyway, it's the pokey outy thing.
The pokey outy thing and, is like the latch. Like, yeah, the door latch.
So I gotta fix those and all the cracks in the paint. And then, you know, these bugs that are all coming in. For those of you who were not on the live show and are listening to the Level 13 recording,
you can
recording,
film that and make a YouTube video out of it.
We
of you fixing your doorknobs.
We have all these cracks appearing in the white paint, but only in the edges of things. So my stepdad just said, "Well, you probably just need to buy some caulk and just caulk those edges."
I mean, it doesn't matter how people say it. It doesn't matter how much they emphasize the caulk. L, I always hear caulk. It's like,
you need
my stepfather told me I should buy some caulk.
Yeah.
It's like, well, that's nice of you, Dad, but that's not really how it works.
So Cyclone in the chat room wants to know, does the automated home control the doors with the lights? No, because there's nothing electronic in the doors.
There could be.
I wish we lived in Star Trek where I used to love that noise that it would make. I love that noise. I wish my doors made that noise whenever I walk through.
You could do that.
Well, like I said before, my doors are not electronic. It means
but you could get electronic doors.
Well, yeah. They don't make that noise, though. Have you ever walked?
You can have them make that noise.
The doors at the grocery stores are basically the same as the ones on the Enterprise.
All you would need to do is just add. you could have them make that noise. All you have to do is put in a, you know, an MP3 loop that plays when the door's open.
True. That'd be a lot of work for little reward.
What do you mean little reward, Adam? It sounds freaking awesome. I would do it. I would do mine like the holodeck door, which was like a...
Actually, you know, Echoes, you know, Amazon Echo.
No, I'm familiar with Madame A, yes.
Are kind of like the computer on the Enterprise. Because
the computer on the Enterprise was never as stupid as Alexa.
Well, no, I mean, that's true. But, I mean, we're getting to that stage, though, where we can just, like, go, computer. Yes, Adam, what would you like? You know,
actually, I feel like we've gotten to the stage past that now. I think we've gotten to the page now where it's like we ask it something thinking that we're gone far enough that it can understand a simple sentence, like, you know, turn off the kitchen lights, turn off the living room lights, without like having to say and or do some other kind of weird like restarting them or whatever. And then you get pissed off. It's like, why can't you figure this out, you stupid machine?
I thought one of them, maybe it's Google, but I thought one of them would let you concatenate commands.
You can, but you have to use the word and. You can say turn off the living room lights and turn off the living, you know, the dining room.
Well, what else are you going to say? Or?
No, but I'm just saying you like, can't just be like, turn off the kitchen light. Oh, turn off the living room light.
Well, no, because they have to know when to stop listening. You want them to be listening like
Why?
All the
I want them to listen all the time.
But see, that's what people don't want, Dan. They don't want...
But people can fuck right off. I want that.
The reason...
Listen, look at this. And when I'm on the bridge of the Enterprise and I tap my comm badge and I say, Commander Riker, I need for you to come here. Now, all I did was activate that comm badge, right? So somewhere there's a piece of software that takes the words that he's saying, which is Commander Riker. Oh, this needs to be shunted over to Commander Riker's comm badge. So I'm going to go find him and send it just to his comm badge and then play play this voice recording over there.
Right.
And send his recording back. It's like, if you think about it, it's like those little comm badges are like listening all the time. They're like doing they're doing all real-time routing.
Yes. What's the point though?
Kathy Marshall would like to know who the product owner of your house is. Also, she says that the theory of buying a new house is that everything works, but if you buy a used house, it's been debugged.
That's true. Well, and these are...
And in Adam's case, literally debugged.
I mean, like, I mean, here's the deal. I mean, we have a very nice home. You would think by listening to me that like we're living in the shack or something.
Yeah.
But the thing is, you just keep telling yourself, well, this is a brand new house. There shouldn't even be these small things happening yet. Right. You know, you think after a year... Sure, you know, I mean, eventually there'll be like cracks in the walls because the foundation will settle, you know. I mean, not hopefully that doesn't happen, but after a year, you'll start, you know, in Texas,
it'll take longer than a year, but yes, go ahead.
In Texas, it's really common. I don't know if the dirt is real loose in Texas or something, I'm not really sure, but in Texas, it's really common that after you build a house, it will settle. You know, and then you'll have cracks occasionally, you know.
Mac Zook wants to know if the porn shower's okay.
And,
You're not going to answer. As long as the porn shower's okay. Like, there's no cracks.
It's fine.
No cracks in the porn shower.
Mark was saying that it smelled like pee the other day, and I was wondering.
I was not at your house, by the way. So you cannot blame me on peeing in your shower.
But I do pee in the shower.
Yes.
But I've always peed in the shower in every place we've lived. And I thought, well, you know, I aim it at the drain. So is something getting backed up and my pee is not going all the way down and he's smelling my pee?
There could be splatter that's going back to an area. Like, because with that much floor space, does this shower head hit everywhere? Because it all slants down towards the drain. Well, but it's like if you're going off to an area where the shower head doesn't hit, there's not going to be any water to clean it up.
I guess I should make sure that... No, it's a big shower, but I mean, as I've gotten older, my spray is not as forceful as
honestly,
it once was.
Just mop it. Mop it once a week or whatever.
I was just like, I didn't want to tell... I mean, maybe he knows that I do that. I don't know, but it's not something that I've ever said, hey, by the way, I pee in the shower.
I don't understand people that freak out about peeing. Like, there's some people that legitimately get grossed out about peeing in the shower. And I'm like, why? Why would you get pee? It's just pee. You're just peeing in a shower. It's like all the water's going down the drain and you're about to wash your legs anyway. So it's like assuming that you wash your legs with soap, right?
Yeah, I do.
Well, I'm just saying, maybe the people that get freaked out, like, don't wash their legs or something. It's just like...
There are times. There's another possible... I don't know. As soon as I get in the shower, I could have peed right before I got in the shower, like in the toilet. Like, you know, I could have gone to the toilet, peed, and then got right in the shower. Something about getting in the shower, I have a tingle down there that says...
Makes you has to pee.
You need to pee. No matter. I mean, it doesn't matter. So, because I've done it for so, it's so convenient, especially in the morning. Like, you, I mean, you can go straight to the shower, turn on the shower to wake up. You can be washing your hair, doing whatever, and just peeing at the same time.
Wake up. I pee in the shower on my makeup.
The other thing I do is, our toilet is very close to, our bathroom is obviously right next to the bedroom.
I didn't get an obvious from that, but okay.
I mean, it's a master bathroom, so.
Oh, okay.
It's,
yeah, you right, would assume that it was connected to the master bedroom. Okay, yeah.
But the toilet is very close to the door into the bathroom, which is very close to our bed.
Oh, no, the toilet should be away from the door.
The shower's in the back. The toilet is in the front. Yeah. So and it's in its own little room, but I mean, you know, whatever. That's one of the ones where the latch has gotten stuck and I can't close the door all the way because it won't latch and I need to like get a screwdriver. Anyway, so when I need to pee in the middle of the night, Mark cannot go back to sleep if he gets woken up. And so when I need to pee in the middle of the night and I have to creep out of the bed slowly and hope that nothing makes any noise... And then, you know, sneak into the bathroom on tiptoe.
You know what I say about people that can't go back to sleep when they wake up?
What do you say? They haven't tried.
I don't feel like they've tried. Because it's like, I was married to Robert for 10 years and he used to say that shit. He's just like, oh no, once I wake up, I can't wake up. I can't go back to sleep. But I would regularly come into bed at like 3:30 or 4 a.m. and wake him up when I got into bed. And he didn't get up. He like stayed asleep for another hour or two. It's just like, I think they're just being little divas.
Well, he doesn't get up, but... Well, he tells me, I don't know I'm asleep because I can go to sleep. I could literally fall asleep sitting right here. Like, I have no problem going to sleep. So anyway, I sneak into the bathroom and I pee, but then I do wear socks to bed. I always wear socks to bed. Cyclone asked that question in the chat room. I sneak in there. You know how you slither out of the bed?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you just kind of one leg at a time.
Yep, yep, yep.
And then we have a platform that I built, and sometimes it will creak a little. So sometimes if I really am afraid I'm going to wake him up, I have to put my foot over the platform directly onto the floor.
Yeah.
And then kind of prop myself up so I don't fall over.
All right. Any point are you lowered down by a harness where you like?
No, but I think I need one. And then I go into the bathroom and I gingerly close the door to the bathroom.
Right.
And then I pee. But I don't flush.
Right. No, but when you pee, do you sit to pee so that you make less noise?
You know, actually, I don't sit to pee. Well, I have, but not always.
Sometimes your alternative to that is like trying to aim for not the water. So aim for the porcelain.
So it doesn't
make the splashing noise.
I do that.
But if you're tired, you know, because you just woke up to go in there, it's like sometimes your aim, it's not that good.
I do aim for not the water.
You should sit to pee, Adam. It'll open up all new worlds for you.
What I've been doing recently is... We have a cabinet above the toilet.
Yes.
And for some reason, I always open the cabinet door and then prop my hand against one of the shelves when I'm peeing. And I don't know why. Like, I don't know why, but I do it every time. I go in there, I open the cabinet door. I'm not getting anything out of the cabinet. I prop my hand against the shelf and pee. That's what I do. Anyway, okay. So I don't, the long story short.
Yes, too late.
I don't flush it. So
right, you don't flush it. You don't want to make the noise.
It's
right.
Either that he was smelling urine because I didn't flush the toilet and pee sat in there all night.
That's probably way more likely.
Or it was the pee in the shower. I don't know which one.
You know what you should do? You should get one of those scheduled toilets.
A schedule? What? A scheduled toilet?
Schedule the toilet to flush at 7 a.m. or something.
Yeah. One of those Japanese toilets that when you walk in the room, the lid raises up.
Yep.
And it says, hello, Adam.
Good morning.
Which would you like to do?
We notice your aim was bad, so I've heated up the seat so that you can sit to pee.
Have you done your Kegels today? I'm prepared to accept your deposit.
I'm prepared to accept your waste, I think is what they said in The Simpsons.
I don't know.
It would be my honor to accept your waste. All right, I've got several things that I threw up on the Trello here. I don't know if you have anything that you want to put on the Trello.
I do. I do want to put some things on the Trello.
Is it Trello.com?
In my defense,
yes,
I was on my way to Trello and got distracted. So,
I threw some things on there. However, I'm not married to the, if you've got something bigger, oh, that's right. Yeah, we got to get a voting report from you.
I don't know how big that one's going to be. I mean, it wasn't super exciting, but I'll put a medium.
All right.
And then...
because I can make the USA Facts thing small. I don't have to make
and
that.
Then I'll do... This is a small one for sure. This is a small one. And then...
Oh, Vero would like to know if you've called him a phony yet.
I have never called Scott a phony. How dare you? Also, I listened because I am a level 13 member.
Oh, are you?
I'm not only a founder. I'm also a member.
Uh-huh.
At the end, I said it was my fault. At the end, I said it was my bad.
Yes.
So I feel like I'm relieved of all wrongdoing.
Okay. I've put everything on the board.
Now,
why is this a major? I'm scared to find out why this is a major evening for Auntie Vera. I don't think it's their anniversary.
I have a small thing that I'm not going to talk about on the show that I'll talk about now.
Oh, what would that be?
So... And I've talked about this on Geeky Gay, but you see, okay, here's the thing about Geeky Gay. I'm going to do this every time because you have given me a complex. I'm sorry. I mean, you
Can
should
you
be sorry.
A complex about what?
About repeating things that I've already said on Geeky Gay, but that's okay.
Okay.
So I'm going to apologize every time I repeat something, but it's just going to be a thing.
Just repeat it. Just repeat it
so,
and be done.
First of all, why is the only time my mother calls me when someone is dead, is about to die, is a few weeks away from death, mm-hmm. has had a child out of wedlock. I mean, like something bad, right. Well, that they consider to be bad.
Right. Let me answer your question. Let me answer your question, Adam, with a question.
Yeah?
When do you call her?
Never. But
you know, the phones work both ways. I'm saying could call your mom. Like if you want to build a habit of having a non-emergency conversation with your mother, then make that a habit and start having then she'll think to call you for other things.
But I will say this.
Friendship is a two-way street.
I understand. But I've been, you know what, for the past month, I've been going over to my parents' house on Sunday and seeing them for at least an hour in person. So I feel like I'm becoming a better son because I'm seeing them every week. Anyway, all that being said.
Well, except
so
when they mess up your entire day.
My mom called me.
Yes.
And tells me that my 95-year-old aunt, great aunt, sorry, my grandmother's sister.
Yes. The one that wants you to play the trumpet at her funeral.
She wants me to play Amazing Grace at her funeral. It would be very inconvenient for her to die right now because COVID. and I really don't want to play my trumpet at a funeral until we have a vaccine. So she should wait. But anyway, so she has peed all over her apartment. They found her naked in the middle of the floor.
Yes.
With food all over the place.
Oh, yeah, as you do.
Now, my aunt, I mean, I pee in the shower, but I don't usually pee all over the floor, like, everywhere. Now, my aunt is a very active, like, busybody sort of, even at 95. Like, she, like, runs around. She talks to everybody. She's very active. And so they're like, oh, my God, something's wrong. So they took her to the hospital. Anyway, the point of this story is my mom says to me, son, I want you to pray that the Lord takes her in her sleep.
Yes, I heard this on your show.
Now, why would you ever pray that's for someone to die in their sleep? Like, I'm not going to pray. No, that seems wrong. I'm not going to pray for someone to die. I mean, I didn't even respond. I mean, she's like, she's ready to go, honey. You just need, she's ready to go. She's okay, you know, but she's ready. You, to, I'm like, no.
All right. I would never do this.
Lord,
I would
kill never, her I would, in her sleep.
Right. But you believe in an afterlife, right?
Oh, well, yeah.
And you believe that she's going to go to heaven. Mm-hmm. So then my question to you is, why wouldn't you
maybe
pray for her to leave her earthly vessel behind and travel on to glory or whatever?
Well, I could be wrong. And one day we'll find out the answer to this.
Yes.
I'll probably podcast it, to be honest. I don't want to die ever. Like ever, ever, ever. I don't care if I'm laying on my side with spit drooling out of my mouth in pain.
Yes. Right. Yes.
Like I don't want to die. Like I am afraid of death. I know. Right. I believe in an afterlife, but you know.
Now you need to cut this. Where I'm gonna... You need to cut this audio. And keep it in a safe or something so that if you're ever like hooked up to a life support system or something and there's like someone has to decide whether to pull the plug or not, here you are on record going like, no, I don't care if unplugging me would allow small children to live. No, you do not unplug my machine.
And so I just don't understand the concept of someone wanting to die.
I feel like there's a thing that happens as you get older that death does not really scare you as much as it is just kind of like, oh, well, that's going to happen. I mean, there's nothing I can do about it. That's going to happen someday. And you start thinking about, because when you're younger and you think you're going to live forever and, you know, or you still think, oh, I've got, you know, eons ahead of me or whatever, you tend to just like death be a thing, right? That's a big scary thing. It's like, oh, I don't want to die. Well, I don't want to die. It's like, I think at a certain point you kind of accept the fact is like everything dies. I'm going to die somehow at some point I'm going to die. And then you allow yourself to like not be scared of that and to think about, all right, well, do I have everything in order? It's like, is everything in order so that when I do die that like, I'm like, if I were to die tomorrow, would people know that I don't want to have a big church funeral and stuff like that? Are there people around me, you know, close to me that know what it is that I want? And, you know, one thing. So I feel like older people just kind of talk about death because it's like people talking about creaky necks or, you know, forgetting things, whatever. It's just we all have this biological thing in common, which is we're getting older.
I mean,
things stop working. And we inevitably think about the time that is like, oh, okay, eventually I will have no more day. Eventually I will close my eyes and I just won't open them again.
Yeah, I suppose. It just seems a little morbid for me to be like, oh, pray for her to die.
All right.
I didn't say
anything. I was
anything,
going to, Vera in the chat room just said, watch my likes. And,
And your ums as well.
I know. And I was thinking about that. I was going to try to be more cognizant of it. Of course, then I took at least 4 hits on my vape before I started talking. So I don't know that I'm in the frame of mind to actually watch what I'm saying without sounding like I'm like a YouTube video playing at half speed. Like, okay, Adam.
Man, if you do that, the slowed down... that was YouTube, I guess. He's not doing it with actual podcasts. But now that you taught him what a podcatcher is,
I adore you too.
How did you not know what a podcatcher was?
Well, I don't think he remembers what a podcatcher is.
You've been podcasting for 50 years. And you never, and I love you. I adore you too. Mm-hmm. But the fact that Daniel had to explain to you what a podcatcher is. What is this podcatcher of which you speak?
Yeah, see, he still doesn't know. Podcatcher, like, and in fairness, he doesn't use a phone.
Well,
it's like most podcatchers originated as phone apps. So it's like we're used to those things because they're on the phone.
There are podcasts that don't even have a website. So
oh, yeah,
it may be the only way you could listen to their show is through their feed.
I don't know nowadays who would have it because most hosting places give you a web component.
Maybe.
You know, so.
Although,
right, I have to get another drink.
Okay. I'll tell you. Okay. I'm going to explain what a podcatcher is in language that you can understand. I mean, not really, but this is as close of a comparison as I can make. So a podcatcher is kind of like YouTube for audio. So you like, and in YouTube, you can subscribe to people's channels when you really like them. Like I have the, oh, I just said like, now I'm doing it. So I have this Swedish guy that I really like and I subscribed to his channel. He is a singer and he reviews, his name is, well, that's not his name, but he goes by Roomie Official. So I subscribe to his channel. So now every time he releases a video and I open the YouTube app, or if I open the YouTube webpage, it shows me his latest episode. I don't have to like go to his website. Oh, I said like again. Damn it. Now I'm thinking about it. Anyway, I don't have to go to his website and say, oh, did Roomie release another video? I just open up YouTube and it's right there at the top. So a podcatcher is an application where you subscribe to your favorite podcasters. And when you open up that app, it shows you the most recent episode from that person and it collects all of them for you for all of your favorite podcasters. And just like YouTube does, only for audio. That is what it is. And another reason is Spotify is probably going to change this because they've started doing podcasts now. So you can go to Spotify and it's kind of, Spotify is becoming kind of the YouTube for audio. But before Spotify, you had no place to go, like a website where you could see all of these different audio folks, podcasters. So you either had to subscribe to them in a podcatcher, or you had to go to each one of their individual websites. That was as dumbed down as I could get. So, sorry.
Wow.
Sorry for listeners. Auntie Vera Charles in the chat room says, thank you for the explanation, Adam. Now, what did you say?
It's okay. You know what? There's nothing wrong with the way he listens to podcasts.
No, it's fine. You know what we could do?
What? What could we do, Adam?
We could get three cans.
Three cans.
You know what? I don't know if this would work with three. I've only ever done it with two, but we could get three cans. I don't know. We could try it. Tie a string to them. Run one to Woodland Hills, California.
Yeah.
One to me and one to Florida. And we could do our show into the cans.
Why not just use Zoom?
And that's how Scott could listen live. Through a can.
See, now you're being, you know, Adam, I don't even follow what you were saying.
You know, you can talk to somebody through a can.
No, I got it. I got it. I just didn't understand. So, I mean, he's clearly already listening to us on the stream. He knows how to do that.
It's true.
There is the very first nest of murder hornets was just found.
Yeah.
Like earlier today in Washington State.
Yeah.
And so they were trying to track these guys down. And so what they did was they had these tiny little transmitters. So they were trapping, you know, they have all kind of traps to, you know, find these things to trap them. And then once they've got them trapped, they actually take these tiny little transmitters and they tie them onto the murder hornet with dental floss.
Right.
And then let them go so that they'll fly back to their nest and then they can find where the nests are. And
how do you think they sedate them? I've heard that if you put a bug in a freezer, that will sedate it.
I don't know. I have no idea. All I know is that they found this first nest that they've been looking for months. And then the thing says, yeah, and they're going to go in Saturday and destroy it.
Literally?
It's like, wait, why not destroy it now? Why are you waiting? It's like, you've been looking at this thing forever. Why are you waiting? And they're not actually, it's like some kind of bad science fiction movie, because what they're going to do is they're going to spray some foam over the top of it to keep them from escaping. And then they're going to insert a tube and vacuum them out so that they can get them out alive so that they can study them.
Oh. I thought it was like someone who doesn't like to kill insects, and like when there's a spider, they get a cup.
No.
And then
so it's like now I can just see all these murder hornets, they're going to be breeding them in labs, and then they're going to like get out and like...
When I hear murder hornet, I think of little hornets holding very tiny Japanese like Ginsu knives.
Why are they going to be Japanese? But yeah, they are. They're actually like a 6 millimeter... stinger. They're
I'll tell you why they have to be Japanese, Daniel, because Japanese knives are the best, and you don't want anything, you know. West Wing, there was an episode where President Bartlett wanted a new carving knife.
Yes, I remember this.
I can't remember if he decided on German or Japanese, but they went back and forth. But do you know the reason he wanted one?
Was to give it to Charlie.
Do you know who made the carving knife that he was giving to Charlie?
Benjamin Franklin?
Paul Revere.
Oh, Paul Revere. Nice.
He was like, Paul Revere made this and gave it to my family. I was like, oh, please.
I mean, Paul Revere's job was a silversmith. I mean, Paul Revere made a lot of knives. That was like, you know, not like the once or twice, you know, like George Washington crafted this knife while sitting on a battlefield. That was kind of his profession. But Adam, the thing about the murder hornets, though, is they don't really murder people. They can, but it's rare. And they would have to swarm, and you would have to be allergic and stuff like that. But they
that's
murder.
A lot of what ifs.
I know. That's what I'm saying. They don't kill people. They kill honeybees. So it's like they destroy honeybees and kill the honeybees. And that's
so they're honeybee serial killers.
They are, but that's how we pollinate. That's how farmers pollinate, is with honeybees. And these are wasps that killed honeybees, and they don't pollinate. So it's like, it does hurt us, because then the stuff wouldn't grow. The stuff wouldn't grow, Adam.
World News Tonight with David Muir. The first three quarters of the show, they don't have commercials. And then the last quarter of the show, he tells one story, and then there's a commercial. Maybe more than one. It's very annoying. And then he'll be like, when we come back, murder hornets were found in the United States. And then...
No, the worst is when you get the tease in the afternoon of like going, there's a simple thing you can do in your house that will keep your kids alive. Find out tonight at 11. It's like, tell me now. It's like, why? This seems really important.
It was just today that he was talking about the murder hornets, and he actually let two commercial breaks go before he actually told the story.
And what story did he tell?
Literally, the story was, murder hornets were found in Washington State for the first time in the United States. They're going to take care of them on Saturday. We'll be right back.
That was, or that whatever. Was, they weren't that found yet. Yeah, their nest was found. That was the same thing that I was just telling you about.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying that was literally, now, because you guys mentioned literally on your last show, now I'm also thinking about literally. It wasn't literally.
The Parks and Recreation, Rob Lowe's character on Parks and Rec, Chris Traeger, says literally all the time. Like that's his catchphrase. Yeah.
Cyclone says David Muir is family, be nice. I didn't know he was family, but I'm not really talking about David Muir. It's just the format. Also,
what I was going to Google. Yeah, there's a name for noticed, that format.
Have you ever noticed that people who are doing the remote broadcasts, and he throws to them, you know, he's like, Andy, tell us all about the murder hornets. And he's like, well, the murder hornets were found, and they're always standing like, you know, in front of the murder hornets or something. But when they're done with their remote, they always go, David. That's how they always end. Every single time. It doesn't matter who. I'm glad that you joined us, Auntie Vera.
Good night, Vera. No, I think that's all standardized, right? Because that way that or you've been in meetings before where someone is can't run their own PowerPoint, whatever, and they're just like, and you can see by this that the quarter financials are up, and they're like, next slide, please. It's like, so instead of like saying, you know, back to you, and like, well, I'm now done with my report, it's time for me to go back to you. It's just like, that's just their simplified way of doing that. That's like them saying over.
I know. But it just, you know, every time when they get done, it's going to be like every single time, every time.
Yes. But there was a name for that commercial break, because it was popularized in syndication, because it used to be that commercial breaks were pretty regular. They were at certain times.
Yeah, they did it so, well, I don't know if this is the reason, but it always seemed to me that they did it so you couldn't change channels and watch part of something else. So no, they just, all wanted to be doing their commercials at the same time.
No, it was just a holdover from, remember that radio was basically live performances done in front of people.
Yeah.
Like when these radio sitcoms were done in front of a live audience. And the same thing was happened. So when early television happened, they just basically moved that production to television with sets. So it was always done in front of a live audience. And so those people were sitting there for 30 minutes, right? And so you would do, the commercials were done live inside the show. And that was just part of it. But it was once syndication, some psychologist somewhere realized, it's like, oh, well, if we show them more of a movie before we start hitting them with commercials, they've invested the time into the show, so they'll continue, they'll sit through more commercials because they want to know how the show ends. So you can take a movie, like a 2-hour movie, and give them the first hour commercial free, and then do commercials every 5 minutes for the rest of it, and the people are going to stick around and watch the commercials because...
It's annoying, though. That's why we now have DVRs and streaming services. Because we just like...
No, absolutely. I feel like this is absolutely... I think that we need to understand what's going to happen next. Because a lot of the technology that has been fueled right now has been fueled from advertising sales, right? That's how Google made their fortune. That's how Facebook made its fortune. And... as we have more clever in ways to technologically ignore commercials, commercials have dropped down in value, right? You don't pay as much for a commercial now as you would have 10 years ago because people have ways of getting around it. It's not as effective. So once that dries up, though, like what's the next way that things are going to be funded, right? It's like advertising brought us newspapers, television, radio, and the internet. And once that becomes untenable, think paying for things with advertising on the internet, what's the next?
We're going to have to pay for everything. Everything. Just kind of like it is now. Everything's a subscription. Well, all the streaming services are subscriptions. So.
Right. Exactly.
But even, you know, even though, I mean, we pay for cable. I mean, people who haven't cut the cord yet pay for their cable. But yeah,
Those numbers are going down.
We should try this sometime. So I'm just going to try something here. It'll keep us from talking over each other. So I just, you know, I'm talking about my house. And yeah, we've got to repaint those cracks. And I've got to walk around and tighten all the doorknobs. Does it work?
No, because I guarantee you I will talk over you. That's just something that
it's just like Trump and the muted mics. Oh, by the way, I didn't watch it, but I hear it was a lot more civil.
It was a lot more boring. Here's the thing. I mean, it's 2 weeks away from the election. No one was watching it to try to get their minds made up. Like no one was like looking at it to be persuaded there. I feel like it was kind of just boring. I was literally drawing on my iPad while the thing was going on. So I really wasn't watching it as much as just listening to it.
We didn't. I'm sure Mark would have wanted to, but I don't like uncomfortable things.
It was boring. And I mean, Biden made some points. Trump made a bunch of lies. And
Trump said, we're all getting used to living with it. And Biden says, we're all getting used to dying with it.
Yeah. Yeah, there were a couple of canned things there. I thought the funniest one was actually The funny one was probably a mistake, but is when Biden was trying to riff on the Proud Boy mistake that Trump had made in the previous debate, and he ended up calling them poor boys instead of Proud Boys, and actually used the correct phrase of saying stand down, because Trump didn't say stand down. Trump said stand by or stand, stand by or no, what was it? He said,
stand back and stand
by. Stand back. Yeah,
stand
back. Yeah. He was like, stand back and stand by. But I just thought it was funny that he called them the poor boys. It was just like, ah, you stupid little right-wing group, and Biden just like got your name wrong. I saw somebody posted on Facebook something along the lines of, there were 16 lies in the debate and Trump had 12 of them or something like that. It's basically a fact-checking thing. And this person, because my Facebook and my Twitter, all of my social media is really well curated. I don't get right-wing crazy people on my feeds. That's just not what I get. But there are some people that I still stay in contact with that went to high school with me or whatever that do have a lots of right-wing crazy people on their feed, you know, on their circles. So when they post something, I'll see some of those crazy right-wing people responding to them. But yeah, the right-wing reply to the fact that, you know, the majority of the lies from the debate were Trump's was, oh, this is fake news because they didn't call Biden out on Obamacare.
Call him out on what?
Biden said that no one had to cancel their private insurance for Obamacare. That's a lie. He didn't get called on it. So therefore, it's biased, and therefore, I don't believe it. So it's like, it's not even, it's just one of those things where it's like, that's their way out of everything. It's just like, oh, nope, fake news.
I'm so sick of that term.
Well, Adam.
Well, and it's ironic that the side that says fake news is the side that says fake stuff.
That's their plan. That is the plan, Adam. That was Karl Rove that came up with that plan, which is basically you take whatever your weakness is, you turn it around on your opponent. So you call them out on it before they have a chance to call you on it. So if you're going to go lie, cheat, and steal, then you call them a liar, cheater, and stealer before they can call you that. Hmm. Because then if they try to call you that, then they're just, you know, they're being a child.
I can't wait to get the election over, but I just hope it turns out well.
The election is going to turn out well, Adam, and it's going to happen 11 days from now.
Woohoo!
Let's just take a look right now at the old, yesterday's numbers were 87-12. Today, the numbers are 87-13. There's one state that keeps bopping back and forth in a tie. Oh, and Georgia has gone back today. Georgia is literally, the polls in Georgia right now are 49.6 to 49.6.
Wow.
But at the moment, it's tilting blue. But the thing is, I mean, he doesn't need Georgia to win. Doesn't need North Carolina, Arizona, Florida, or New England. It's like, he doesn't need any of those states to win. He can win with just Pennsylvania. But one of the things I was noticing is, you know, because a lot of people like to think about 2016 and how they got it wrong in 2016 and have they fixed it since then? And the answer is yes, they have. But just in order to further assuage people with those fears, the polling in 2016, when Clinton was ahead of Trump at this point in the polling, it was like a 5-point lead that she had, but there was still like 22% undecided. Like it was like 42 to 30 something, you know, it was like it was coming up in the low 80s of total number of people. Like right now, national polls, there's only like 6% undecided right now. So it's like not only is Biden ahead by 8 points nationally, there's only about 6 point undecided. So there's not a lot of swing there. So anyway, I don't think that polling is broken. I think there's a lot of good polling going on, but there's also a lot of bad polling going on. And I think the real thing that has to happen is how do you, you know, separate the wheat from the chaff, as they say.
I'm going to go pee before we start.
Don't do it in the shower because Mittens can smell it.
No, I'm upstairs. He rarely comes up here, so.
So. For those of you who can't hear, Cyclone in the chat room says most people now lie in poll response. I don't think you could point to a single study anywhere that says most people now lie. There are some anecdotal evidence that some people say they're going to lie if they were given the chance to be polled, but I don't think there's actually anything that would back up saying that most people now lie in poll samples. They can't get good samples. Some of them can. There's methodologies. Sometimes they get unreliable results. It really just depends on whether your local newspaper is just running some kind of a poll or whether this is somebody that, you know, takes it seriously, like Gallup or Pew or somebody that is transparent about their methodology and improves them and tweaks them as they need. So, sorry, polling is valid. In fact, we use polling to detect election fraud in other countries. Like that's like, especially like exit polling. Exit polling is like the gold standard because you're asking people about not what they're going to do, but what they just did. But it's all right. Doesn't matter. Biden's going to win. That's my call. And I, not to quote Lindsey Graham, but if I'm wrong, I'll wait for Adam to put his headphones back on so he can enjoy this. If I'm wrong, and 6 months from now, Trump is still in the White House, then you can use my words against me.
Were you waiting until I sat down and put on my headphones to say that?
I was, so you can enjoy my Lindsey Graham quote.
Oh.
Did you recognize that that was a Lindsey Graham quote?
No.
How dare you?
Oh, is that the Supreme Court thing?
Yes, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I didn't recognize it as that quote, but yes.
So you're peed, you're ready to go?
I am peed. Yes.
All right. I'm going to go tinkle quickly.
Okay.
Then we'll record.
Okay. Okay. I'm almost out of peppermint schnapps that I bought a couple of weeks ago. It's actually not bad. It's actually... Because I really don't like alcohol, and I find that the peppermint kind of gets rid of the alcoholiness. And what I really want to try it in, and I don't really even like chocolate and mint all that much, but for some reason I've got an urge to make hot chocolate and then put a little peppermint schnapps in it and have like a peppermint patty sort of hot toddy-like thing. I'm sure there's a recipe out there that's literally take hot chocolate and put peppermint schnapps in it. Probably is. But I'll probably have to buy more because I'll be out before. I really only like hot chocolate with milk, and we're out of milk at the moment, so I can't make any hot chocolate. My favorite thing to do now is about a year ago, Mark bought a coffee maker with a frother, with a milk frother. And I like to froth the milk, use the espresso setting of the espresso, not espresso, the espresso setting of the coffee maker. So I am using a little bit of water, run it through the dark chocolate, hot chocolate K-pod on the espresso setting, because that gets it, you know, all the chocolate out of that pod.
Yes.
And then pour all the frothed milk on top of it and make a nice foamy dark chocolate hot chocolate.
Wow.
Then that maybe I'll add some
disgusting
peppermint. Why does it sound disgusting? You don't like hot chocolate?
I don't like dark chocolate.
Oh, well, it could be either. It just so happened that the K-pods are dark chocolate, but I add a little bit of sugar or sweet and low or something and it balances out.
Okay, great.
Let me do this again.
But first,
talk again?
I am talking so that I can talk de talk. But first.
Okay, I'm recording now.
Why do you have to play the but first theme in order for...
I don't. I could have played anything.
Oh, okay.
But...
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 podcast.
You keep playing Vera's.
Well, I can't remember which one I played the day before. And
you should just assign us days, Adam.
Yeah.
Sarah is Mondays.
Well,
Adam is Tuesdays. Sarah is
Vera not in my. Sarah's not in my board right now because it got reset. But yeah, I get what you're saying. Yeah, I'm ready.